Classic Hits 107.1 CJCSFM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Caudill. Great to welcome Elizabeth Cooper, manager with Community Development Stratford and Area with United Way Perth Huron, and we're also joined this morning by Marion DeWeaver. Is here. She's the chair with Stratford and Area Community Committee with United Way Perth Huron. We've got lots to talk about this morning. Good morning to both of you. Welcome.
Good morning, Jamie.
Good morning, Jamie.
Marion, great to see you too. We've got to, well, Elizabeth, let's kick it off with a campaign updater. What do we call this? A progress report?
Yes. You betcha. Well, I didn't bring the cowbell today,
but
I almost should have, because we are at 57% of our goal. So we raised 7% over last year, which is really amazing. We're so close to 60. Last week, we lit our 50% light bulb with our friends at the Stratford and District Labor Council, so that was really fun. So to give you the report, we've raised $1,316,000.
That is awesome.
Isn't that awesome?
That deserves a round of applause
from
for
Perth
sure.
And Huron County. Yeah, so people are thinking of others this time of year. It's a great time to get in a donation for tax purposes as well. So thank you everyone that's already donated. The post person, the mail person is bringing in our mail, and it's getting bigger and bigger every day, which is super nice. So thank you for those people who've already donated. And if you haven't yet and you'd like to contribute to our annual campaign, you can do it right through our website at perthhuron.unitedway.ca, or you can certainly drop off a check, or we can take your credit card right at our offices on Erie Street.
And with the, you know, the weather, inclement weather that's coming, so maybe by either e-transfer or through the website might be the easiest way.
That's right, yeah. For sure, yes. We got some snowmageddon on the way.
Oh my goodness. Okay, so let's get to Marion DeWeaver in on the conversation, and we're talking about volunteers this morning. Now, Marion, you're the chair with Stratford End Area Community Committee with United Way Perth Huron. So what is your role as chair? What's this all about here?
Sure, Jamie. My role as chair of the United Way Stratford and Area Community Committee is really just to be the lead committee volunteer. It's a committee of local volunteers, and my role as the leader of that is really just to support the projects of the United Way. So lots of ways to do that, just by advocating through the committee or through the community, also by just creating an awareness so that the community is aware of the different projects that the United Way is participating in. I also can work with the staff if there's a need to do something involving the staff. And also the most important job is just to help the United Way raise funds in the community.
That's what it's all about right there.
Absolutely, absolutely.
And, you know, when we talk about United Way Perth Huron, we don't kind of focus on the need for volunteers to make this happen. We talk about the agencies, we talk about everything connected with United Way Perth Huron, but volunteering and volunteers are a huge part of this.
Oh, that is absolutely true. There are, in fact, over 600 volunteers involved in the United Way across Perth Huron, and the United Way does have an incredibly effective and hardworking staff, but without the additional work of volunteers, they wouldn't be able to accomplish their goals. That's for sure. So volunteers have different roles and different capacities. They can be just workplace champions, so they can be those people in the different workplaces that help and organize the workplace giving campaigns. They can be on different boards, as the United Way has a very effective board of directors. They can be on committees, like I'm on. I started out as a volunteer on this committee, and now I'm on it as a chair. Also, there's always a need for volunteers at different events, so different event volunteers. And also, they do have volunteers just helping out at the administrative offices on Erie Street as well.
Perfect. There you go. And speaking of events that you can volunteer at and be a part of, we have Coldest Night of the Year fast approaching in February.
That's right. And Home and Company, where Marion works, is one of our sponsors for Coldest Night of the Year. And it is on February the 25th at Upper Queen's Park, and where you walk around the river twice for a 5-kilometer walk. And we're raising money for local vulnerable people experiencing homelessness. So the money goes to Shelter Link, which is our youth shelter, as well as our connection center that's open daily for those that need services, a hot meal, a shower, and laundry facilities. Yeah.
So you can get the details at cnoy.org/Stratford, because there's a number of Coldest Night of the Years happening across here on Perth County, but we want to see you out for Upper Queen's Park for the Stratford one for sure.
That's right. Our goal is $185,000 to raise, and then we split it between those two charities. And what we need are team captains to start making teams up. So if you would like to get involved, go to cnoy.org and look for the Stratford page and sign up a team.
And it's a ton of fun. It's for great causes, but it's a lot of fun, coldest night of the year. I think Marion would be nodding in agreement on that one.
I would say that at last year's event, it certainly felt like the coldest night of the year. Sure. It was really cold. But the energy at Upper Queen's Park with all of the volunteers was absolutely electric. And it was, although it was cold and windy, the sun was shining, the sky was clear as we started out the walk. It was an absolutely beautiful community event.
You bet. So be a part of it. Again, coldest night of the year coming up in February. Now, Marion, if they'd like some details about volunteering, all the different volunteer opportunities, what's the best way to maybe get in touch with you or just get in touch?
Oh, sure. Absolutely. The best way to get in touch with the United Way to find out about volunteer opportunities would be to go to the website, which is perthhuron.unitedway.ca.
Perfect. And if you need someone to drop the puck at a hockey game, Marion DeWeaver is your person.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Yes, I've added that to my professional resume, and I'm just glad that no one got hurt in the event.
And Elizabeth, final words for you. Gosh, we're coming up on the break, but this is the time to make a donation.
Yeah, this is the time. It's a great time to do it for tax reasons, for feeling from the heart reasons. Christmas is the time of giving, and we would appreciate if you think of others this time of year, as the need is great. Great, and our goal is lofty.
PerthHuron.unitedway.ca is the website. Elizabeth Cooper and Marion DeWeaver, thank you so much, and I'll take this opportunity to wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Hey,
thank you, Jamie.
Thanks, Jamie. You too.